In Northwest News on KPLU, single women in Washington State own homes that are worth less on average than ones owned by single men. As KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross explains, that's according to a new report from RealtyTrack.
Homes owned by single women in Washington are worth, on average, about $9,000 less than homes owned by single men. Nationally, the gap is even bigger, about $26,000. RealtyTrack Senior Vice President Darren Bloomquist says the difference in home value reflects that women, on average, earn less. But he says one surprising thing is that homes owned by single women are also appreciating at a slower pace.
The effect is a slower building of wealth through home ownership.
He says that means women have less wealth in their homes to tap into, say, at retirement age. Bloomquist says one reason may be that the homes single women can afford to buy are perhaps in less desirable neighborhoods. There are some states where homes owned by single women are worth more than ones owned by single men, including Massachusetts and Kentucky. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.